Word out of Washington seems to change daily when it comes to the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Will it be repealed, replaced, or somehow repaired? Artist Kai Vlahos from Haverhill hears the snippets and acknowledges he's a little worried, but is hopeful.
I still feel like being in Massachusetts that I would somehow be protected.
Vlahos has had subsidized health care coverage for about 10 years since the state passed what was the Obamacare blueprint, RomneyCare. Like some in Massachusetts, Vlahos assumes the state can fall back on RomneyCare if the Trump White House and the GOP-led Congress do away with Obamacare.
If Affordable Health Care Act was repealed, I just somehow feel like, you know, we would go back to the old plan, to what we had before.
But is going back to the old plan, the state law, RomneyCare, a realistic option? As part of our ongoing series, Mass Impact, The Trump Effect, WBUR's Martha Biebinger has some answers.
The short answer is no.
I think that's a big myth that we can go straight back to RomneyCare or our 2006 law if the ACA is repealed.
Suzanne Curry with Healthcare for All says the first reason is that RomneyCare is no longer a fully functioning law. Parts that were in conflict with the federal plan, Obamacare, were changed or deleted. Curry is part of a coalition of more than 50 groups that has Review RomneyCare on its to-do list.
We're still parsing through a lot of this and trying to figure out what issues may be intact or not. One of the biggest ones that we know was repealed was the employer mandate, which was repealed back in 2013.
Governor Charlie Baker has proposed reviving that state fine on employers who don't offer coverage for their workers. But even if Massachusetts could put the old state law back together again, there's no guarantee the federal government would pick up at least half the cost as it did in 2006. John McDonough, a health policy professor at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health, says 10 years ago, the feds were willing to let Massachusetts try something unique.
When we got our system in place in 2006 and 2007, we were the only ones standing at the door. There would be 49 other states standing at the door with their hands out, some with much deeper needs than Massachusetts.
And these days, Massachusetts is hardly the favored child, being home to one of President Trump's most vocal critics, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and a Republican governor who did not vote for the president.
The Massachusetts landscape was one of the bleakest in terms of the Trump campaign, so that's not a great calling card. Other states are in a similar situation.
Which would make singling out Massachusetts difficult, says McDonough. Some people designing what's next for health reform in Massachusetts are reluctant to talk about returning to RomneyCare. They don't want to create the impression that Massachusetts might try to go it alone. And in fact, Massachusetts would not be fine on its own. As many as 500,000 residents could lose their health insurance if Massachusetts went back to the rules of RomneyCare. Here's Curry again with Healthcare for All.
We would not be immune to some of the stories of people losing coverage or to people losing the benefits that we've seen under the Affordable Care Act.
That's why some healthcare advocates say asking if the state could go back to RomneyCare is the wrong question. Rob Restuccia, who runs the Boston-based healthcare consumer group Community Catalyst, is campaigning against a repeal of Obamacare.
People should be focusing on preventing that from happening rather than thinking about alternatives.
Many in Massachusetts don't care whether they get health insurance through a state or federal law. They just want something that works. Melissa Ferretti from Buzzards Bay worked for a real estate agent before she had a bilateral mastectomy in 2015. She's scheduled for more reconstructive surgery this spring, covered, she hopes, by her government-subsidized health plan.
I think that they'll keep the coverage. I don't think that they'll take it from me altogether. I don't feel that's going to happen. It's just I'm uneasy not knowing what's going to happen.
Governor Charlie Baker says lawmakers, business and healthcare leaders want to preserve health insurance for all who have it. Although with the uncertainty in Washington, D.C., he isn't sure how.
There's a bipartisan commitment in Massachusetts to ensuring that whatever the rules are at the federal level, that we're going to work together to make sure people in Massachusetts continue to be covered.
Amid all of this uncertainty, a near record number of Massachusetts residents signed up for coverage through the state's Health Connector for the coming year, including almost 54,000 people who weren't in the system last year. Is that a sign of confidence that insurance for all is here to stay in Massachusetts? Or a desperate attempt to get that knee replaced before coverage goes away? Maybe it's something else altogether as the country contemplates another round of major healthcare change. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.